Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is April 21st, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Setplex partners GR4VY to improve time to market and expand payments. US-based Setplex has partnered with cloud-native payment orchestration platform GR4VY to improve time to market and expand payments. Unlimit expands payment services to Nigeria. Global fintech Unlimit has announced expansion plans into Nigeria following the receipt of its payment solution service provider, PSSP, license from the Central Bank of Nigeria, CBN. Miura rolls out Android Smart POS payment device. UK-based payment hardware provider Miura Systems has announced the launch of its new Miura Smart Android POS, MSAP, payment device. Stripe launches unified commerce solutions in Australia. Financial infrastructure platform for businesses Stripe has announced the launch of its suite of unified commerce solutions in Australia. 3Kit augments visual commerce AI-powered platform. US-based product visualization company 3Kit has launched its AI-powered visual commerce platform, augmenting how consumers interact with brands and products. Wix partners with Square. SaaS platform Wix has announced an extended integration with payments platform Square to improve operations for restaurant owners in the US, Canada, the UK, Ireland, and Australia. Lockstep augments payment acceptance with self-service portal. US-based accounting network Lockstep has announced that its new self-service portal allows companies to accept payments online using Stripe, PayPal, or the processor of their choice. Cart.com partners Nuvei for payments. Canada-based fintech Nuvei has partnered with e-commerce software and service provider Cart. Amazon announces anti-counterfeiting exchange to combat retail counterfeits. Amazon has announced the Anti-Counterfeiting Exchange, ACX, an industry collaboration designed to make shopping safer and more difficult for counterfeiters to sell their goods. Société Générale Forge launches the co-invertible stablecoin. France-based Société Générale Forge has launched the coin-vertible digital asset in euro denomination on the Ethereum public blockchain. Crypto exchange Bitget achieves crypto registration in Lithuania. Seychelles-based Bitget has completed its crypto registration in Lithuania to offer crypto-related services in and from Lithuania in compliance with regional regulations. Africell launches Afrimoney mobile money platform. Angola's digital development is speeding up as Africell launches mobile financial services in the country. Backed by Angola's newest mobile network operator, the Afrimoney mobile money platform will provide essential financial tools to many of the approximately 50% of Angolans who don't have bank accounts. Through their mobile phones, Afrimoney users will be able to transact digitally with other individuals and organizations on the network, gaining the ability to transfer, spend and earn instantly. Jeremy Hunt dismisses AI warnings and insists UK leads the AI race. Chancellor Jeremy Hunt waved away concerns on rapid AI development at a Politico event in London on Wednesday, and insisted that the UK needs to step up in the global AI race. Understanding ChatGPT and how it may impact the financial industry. As digitalization continues to permeate everyday life, data archiving has become increasingly vital for a variety of reasons. WIT. WealthTech LIQID launches LIQID Income Strategy and LIQID Smart Start. Germany-based wealth tech LIQID has announced the launch of LIQID Income Strategy and LIQID Smart Start. P27 withdraws its clearing license application. P27 has decided to withdraw its clearing license application from Finansinspektionen. Yokoi launches affiliate program for DACH region. Switzerland-based AI-driven spend management platform Yokoi has introduced a new affiliate program for the DACH region. Google to open up UK in-app payments to satisfy regulators' concerns. UK regulators have said that proposals from Google to allow third-party payment providers for app developers may be sufficient to address in-app payment concerns. Eevee, XAC bring payment solutions to ISOs. FinTech Eevee has partnered with XAC Automation Corporation to deliver an Android Starter Pack, a compact and integrated payment solution for entry-level merchants. Ondato expands its KYB protection for business verification to Poland. UK-based technology company Ondato has launched a Know Your Business, KYB, solution for Poland-based businesses and organizations. Ukraine embraces the EU's new cryptocurrency regulations. Ukrainian regulators have stated publicly that they plan to adopt the European Union's Markets in Crypto Assets, MiCA, regulation. Coinbase secures Bermuda license as frustration with US bubbles up. As CEO Brian Armstrong openly flirts with moving Coinbase out of the US over frustration with the regulatory regime, the crypto exchange has secured a license to operate in Bermuda. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.